Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature the music that was either written or co-written by Deke Richards. This half hour, we'll hear from the Jackson 5, Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together, Martha and the Vandellas, Diana Ross on her own, Sugar Minot, and Diana Ross and the Supremes. All coming up in the next half hour as we continue to feature the music that was either written or co-written by Deke Richards. Well, coming up, another smash song from the Jackson 5, a number one tune from 1970, The Love You Save, right here on Motown.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
For so long we shared each other's lives, gave up everything to keep love satisfied. Your call. Tried to get in touch with you. When I finally did, you said, "We're through." Smile was the way we used to see. She knew that you were standing there. Oh.
keep it going like a merry-go-round.
Keep it hurting, hurting.
You both tried day and night from the start.
Keep it hurting,
to keep your love from falling apart.
Keep it hurting, hurting.
Then all at once your dust runs out and love walks out the door.
Oh, you're searching, babe, for something else. You'll never find that thing you had before.
From the 60s, 70s, 80s, Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Martha the Vandellas. That was called Bless You. They reached number 53 in the U.S. pop charts and number 33 in the U.K. charts in 1971, co-written by Deke Richards. Before that, Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together. The song was not released in the United States, but did reach number 31 in the U.K. in 1970. The song was called Why Must We Fall in Love, also co-written by Deke Richards. And we started with the smash from the Jackson 5, The Love You Save, number one from 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all songs that were either written or co-written by Deke Richards. Well, coming up, another great song from Diana Ross, I'm Still Waiting. Well, as mentioned, Deke was involved in the careers of many artists during the Motown years. others. Besides the Jackson 5, as indicated during this hour, other artists he worked with included Martha and the Vandellas, Bobby Darin, and the Blackberries and Stacy Johnson. He was still involved in music during his final years. After leaving Motown in 1975, the songwriter never found much success afterwards. At the end of Motown, Deke was still involved in music in a sense, according to the Rolling Stone magazine. He continued making memorabilia from his Motown days when he helped produce a 2012 Jackson 5 Rarities box set called Come and Get It, The Rare Pearls. He was also in talks at the time of his death with Jackie Jackson and reuniting with his brothers on an unnamed project. His final piece of work was mixing 8 unreleased tracks by Martha and the Vandellas for the band's 50th anniversary box set, which was released on April 5th, 2013. Well, here he is, another co-written song, Some Still Waiting, right here on Motown Memories.
And made me cry again. When you say, little girl, please don't wait for me. Wait patiently for love. Someday it will surely come. Ooh, little girl, please don't wait for me. Wait patiently for love. Someday it will surely come. And I'm still to face the truth, I was still in love with you.
Close, I'm sure she raised my Away from home, a new identity I found. Said I was born in
Diana Ross and Supremes with I'm Living in Shame. They reached number 10 on the U.S. pop charts of 1969, co-written by Deke Richards. Before that, Sugar Minot and Good Thing Going. It reached number 4 in the U.K. from 1981. And we started with Diana Ross and I'm Still Waiting. It only reached number 63 in the U.S. pop charts from 1971, but it went all the way up to number 1 in the U.K. This is Motown Memories with Tom. And for this hour, we featured all songs that were either written or co-written by Deke Richards. Well, coming up, another great song from the Jackson 5. The song is called Maybe Tomorrow. Well, as mentioned previously in this hour, Deke Richards was part of a group called The Corporation, which was headed by Berry Gordy, that wrote and produced for the Jackson 5, among others. Well, Richards recalled that he had to be more of a teacher to the Jackson 5 than a producer. He remembered when a young Michael Jackson always wanted to perform in front of the mic, realizing the star that the King of Pop would become. He was quoted as saying that, "I felt honored to have worked with a person like Michael, who was a true genius." He said that after Michael's sudden death in 2009. Well, here are the Jackson 5 with a song co-written by Deke Richards. Maybe Tomorrow, right here on Motown Memories.
I don't know how many stars there are.
comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
For so long we shared each other's lives, gave up everything to keep love satisfied. Your call. Tried to get in touch with you. When I finally did, you said, "We're through." I looked up in the heaven's eye. Smile was all we used to see. She knew that you were standing there all with me.
ABC, it's easy as one, two, three. All simple as do, re, mi, A,
Jackson 5 with ABC, a number one tune from 1970. Before that, Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together didn't chart, but was recorded and released in 1969. The song was called Why Must We Fall in Love, and we started with the Jackson 5 once again, number 20 in the United States from 1971, Maybe Tomorrow. Well, this hour, we featured all songs that were either written or co-written by Deke Richards. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.